Disc 10.
Late the following morning, I was picked up at the little inn overlooking Mount Fuji and taken by one of the Baron's motor cars to his summer house amid lovely woods at the edge of a lake. When we pulled into a circular drive and I stepped out wearing the full regalia of an apprentice geisha from Kyoto, many of the Baron's guests turned to stare at me. Among them, I spotted a number of women, some in kimono and some in Western-style dresses. Later, I came to realize they were mostly Tokyo geisha, for we were only a few hours from Tokyo by train. Then the Baron himself appeared, striding up a path from the woods with several other men.
"Now this is what we've all been waiting for," he said. "This lovely thing is Sayuri from Gion, who will probably one day be the great Sayuri from Gion. You'll never see eyes like hers again, I can assure you. And just wait until you see the way she moves. I invited you here, Sayuri, so all the men could have a chance to look at you, so you have an important job. You must wander all around, inside the house, down by the lake, all through the woods, everywhere. Now go along and get working."
I began to wander around the estate as the Baron had asked, past the cherry trees heavy with their blossoms, bowing here and there to the guests, and trying not to seem too obvious about looking around for the chairman. I made little headway because every few steps, some man or other would stop me and say something like, "My heavens, an apprentice geisha from Kyoto," and then he would take out his camera and have someone snap a picture of us standing together, or else walk me along the lake, to the little moon-viewing pavilion, or wherever, so his friends could have a look at me, just as he might have done with some prehistoric creature he'd captured in a net. Ameha had warned me that everyone would be fascinated with my appearance, because there's nothing quite like an apprentice geisha from Gion. It's true that in the better geisha districts of Tokyo, such as Shimbashi and Akasaka, a girl must master the arts if she expects to make her debut. But many of the Tokyo geisha at that time were very modern in their sensibilities, which is why some were walking around the Baron's estate in Western-style clothing. The Baron's party seemed to go on and on. By mid-afternoon, I'd practically given up any hope of finding the chairman. I went into the house to look for a place to rest, but the very moment I stepped up into the entrance hall, I felt myself go numb. There he was, emerging from a tatami room in conversation with another man. They said goodbye to each other, and then the chairman turned to me.
"Sayuri," he said. "Now how did the Baron lure you here all the way from Kyoto? I didn't even realize you were acquainted with him."
I knew I ought to take my eyes off the chairman, but it was like pulling nails from the wall. When I finally managed to do it, I gave him a bow and said, "Mameha-san sent me in her place. I'm so pleased to have the honor of seeing the chairman."
"Yes, and I'm pleased to see you too. You can give me your opinion about something. Come have a look at the present I've brought for the Baron. I'm tempted to leave without giving it to him."